Remember Our Military Minutes, presented by Sieben Gross von Holtem & Carey Limited, the Know Your Rights Attorneys.
Denny, we have a special guest today. It is the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, or Major General, Larry Shelladel. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you, Tom?
I'm great. On this Memorial Day weekend, I know that you wanted to tell us a little bit about the National Moment of Remembrance at 3 o'clock on Memorial Day, and you had some thoughts about that.
Well, yes, thank you. I think this Memorial weekend is significant. It's important that we take more than a moment, but actually work to recognize our veterans. It's specifically for those who have passed away. But also we have a lot of returning veterans that a good thank you would really make their day also. So this is our concern. We've had a lot of our troops overseas, and we're going to have more, unfortunately, going over again. And they need our community support, and they need to know that people appreciate what they do. So that's that moment I want everyone to focus on Memorial Day.
General, how many troops have you had deployed overseas while you've been the Adjutant General?
Well, we've issued over 19,000 deployment orders. That some of them gone two, and even some three, and we had a handful that have gone four times. So, yeah, it's been a lot.
And while you've been the Adjutant General, you are the architect of the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Training Program and also have developed the Yellow Ribbon Community Campaign. Can you tell us how that's working, sir?
That's working phenomenally. The communities have stepped forward, and they're embracing it. In fact, it's one of those examples where they're outgrowing us in many ways because the ideas that are coming from the communities are just growing exponentially. So, but what happens is we're getting the leadership localized so that the community takes care of theirs, and that's been an outstanding project that has exceeded my expectations, to be honest with you.
You've really developed a partnership with business and communities and the public to help support the troops and their families.
Yes, and with your show, too, I just want to thank also the business community. They have stepped forward because those centered gravities, the returning soldier wants to come back to the family, get back to what they think is the new normal, and a key component of that is a good job and living in a good community that respects what they've done. So everything connects to everything.
General, thanks for joining us this morning. More information, our listeners can go to beyondtheyellowribbon.org or go to todaysbusinessradio.com, click on Support Our Troops, where you can find some podcasts on how to become Yellow Ribbon companies and Yellow Ribbon communities.
Excellent. We'll take this a bit of a break. Be right back with more Today's Business Radio live here on 830 WCCO.